This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Union Cabinet has approved a total outlay of 6,520 crore rupees, including additional outlay of 1,920 crore rupees for the ongoing central sector scheme, Pradhan Mantri Kisan Sampada Yojana, during the 15th Finance Commission cycle. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said the approval includes 1,000 crore rupees to support setting up of 50 multi-product food irradiation units.
आज के इस कैबिनेट के फैसले में प्रधानमंत्री कृषि संपदा योजना का आउटले बढ़ा के 6,520 करोड़ किया गया और नए इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स और फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स 50 इरेडिएशन यूनिट्स एंड 100 फूड टेस्टिंग लैब्स के लिए 1,000 करोड़ रुपीस का अलग से प्रावधान किया गया.
The Cabinet has also approved the Central Sector Scheme grant in aid to National Cooperative Development Corporation with an outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for a period of 4 years from 2025-26 to 2028-29. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects covering 13 districts across the states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand. Both houses of parliament today face repeated adjournments following uproar by opposition parties demanding discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice and the Rajya Sabha thrice before both the houses were finally adjourned for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 4 p.m., Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal made a statement in the lower house on the reciprocal tariff announced by the United States. Speaking in the House, Mr. Goyal said that the government is examining implications of the recently announced 25% U.S. tariffs on Indian goods.
वाणिज्य एवं उद्योग मंत्रालय निर्यातकों और उद्योग सहित सभी हितधारकों से संवाद कर इस विषय पर उनके आकलन की जानकारी ले रहा है. सरकार हमारे किसानों, श्रमिकों, एंटरप्रेन्योर्स, निर्यातकों, सूक्ष्म, लघु और मध्यम उद्योगों और उद्योग जगत के सभी हितधारकों के कल्याण की रक्षा और संवर्धन को सर्वोच्च महत्व देती है. हम अपने राष्ट्रीय हितों को सुरक्षित करने और आगे बढ़ाने के लिए सभी आवश्यक कदम उठाएंगे.
Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi, has said that a total of 368 Apna Ghar resting facilities have been set up by public sector oil marketing companies at retail outlets along highways across the country till the 1st of July this year. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, the minister said that in line with the vision of enhancing the safety and well-being of truckers, the government has launched Apna Ghar initiative aimed at improving truckers' long-haul journey. President Draupadi Murmu today applauded AIIMS Devghar for adopting 5 tribal villages, for ensuring better primary health care and medical facilities to the people of those villages within 6 years of its establishment. President Murmu was present as a chief guest for the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Devghar, held today in Devghar district of Jharkhand. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia today said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing the mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary. He mentioned that the country now has 1.2 billion telephone connections and internet subscribers. In badminton, India's Tarun Mannapalli and Lakshya Sen have entered the men's singles quarterfinals of the Macau Open tournament. Tarun defeated Lee Chiok-yu of Hong Kong 19-21, 21-14, 22-20, while Lakshya defeated Indonesia's Chico Ora Dwi Wardoyo 21-14, 14-21, 21-17. In cricket, the second session of the final test between India and England on day one was delayed due to wet outfield at the Oval Ground in London this evening. India were 85 for 3 in post-lunch session in the first innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.